Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is Introduction to Acid-Base Reactions. As far as scientific research goes, the best place to start is with the work by Arrhenius, a Swedish chemist who defined an acid as a hydrogen ion donor. So anything that would liberate a hydrogen ion in solution was considered an acid. A base was any substance that would donate a hydroxide ion in solution. When we talk about acids and bases, it is important to make a distinction between an acid's ability to dissolve in water and its reactivity. They seem to be similar, but actually are quite different. There are strong acids which will dissociate completely. These materials are soluble in water, so they are considered very acidic. However, if any acid at all is put in a solution with a hydroxide ion, now we are not talking about solubility, and the discussion turns to reactivity. Here is the main equation that you need to constantly keep in mind when dealing with acids and bases. A hydrogen ion plus a hydroxide ion yields water. A general rule of chemistry really applies here. Reactions occur to make the more stable compound. Few materials are more stable than water. It is 80% of our Earth's surface, and it has been that way for many billions of years. It is pretty stable. So whenever a hydrogen ion and a hydroxide ion get together, you can be pretty sure that water is going to be produced. Fortunately for us, most of the work done with acids and bases right now deals with strong acids and strong bases, where there is complete dissociation. We are often asked to solve what is termed a neutralization problem, because the goal of the problem is to add enough of either acid or base to the other to create a neutral solution, that is, a solution of pH equals 7. We won't be calculating pH values at this time. For us, right now, this is just really another stoichiometry problem. We have neutralization when the total moles of acid, or hydrogen ion, are equal to the total moles of base, or hydroxide ion. What we will want to do with these types of problems to solve them is to recall two formulas that we have taken. The first is molarity equals moles divided by liters. And the second is our dilution formula of M1V1 equals M2V2. Since the premise of that formula was that the moles of the initial solution are going to be equal to the moles of the final solution, we could rework that formula to MAVA equals MBVB, where A stands for acid and B stands for base. What we want to do to solve these acid-base stoichiometry problems are the following. 1. Determine the major species in solution. Soluble ions will dissociate and weak acids and bases are going to remain a molecule. Water is always a major species in solution. 2. Write out an equation. A net ionic equation is very much preferred. 3. Calculate moles of acid and base using molarity equals moles divided by liters. 4. Analyze your results from step 3. If there is more hydrogen ion present, then the solution is acidic. If there is more hydroxide ion, then the solution is more basic. If the two amounts are equal, then you have a neutralized solution. Let's do a problem. How many milliliters of a 0.25 molar hydrochloric acid, HCl, solution is needed to neutralize 50 milliliters of a 0.80 molar sodium hydroxide solution? Step 1. What are the major species? Well, we have hydrogen ion, hydroxide ion, and water. Step 2. Write out an equation. Our equation is hydrogen ion plus hydroxide ion yields water. Once again, this will be our equation most of the time. Step 3. Calculate moles of acid and base. Well, the acid is what we need to solve for, so that's not given to us yet. But we do have enough information for the base, and it is 0.8 molar equals moles divided by 0.05 liters. That's our 50 milliliters. And when we solve, we get moles is 0.04 moles of base. Step 4. Analyze. Well, we need 0.04 moles of acid to neutralize that 0.04 moles of base. So we put into our formula 0.25 molar equals 0.04 moles of the acid needed divided by how many liters of the solution. We do the work, we get volume equals 0.16 liters or 160 milliliters. If you recall, we mentioned that we can use the dilution formula that we studied earlier to solve neutralization problems because the moles of acid needs to be equal to the moles of base. MAVA equals MBVB. Substituting in gives us 0.25 times volume of A equals 0.8 molar times 50 milliliters, the volume of the base. Solving gives us 160 milliliters, the same as before. Note that for this formula, the units for volume can be anything as long as they match up on both sides. Here's another problem to look at. This one is not a neutralization problem. If 300 milliliters of a 0.65 molar HNO3 solution is added to 240 milliliters of a 0.75 molar KOH solution, answer the following. A. Which ion will be in excess and by how much? And then, what will be its concentration at the end of the reaction? And then B, how much water will be formed by the reaction between the hydrogen ion and the hydroxide ion? So, to start with part A, what are the major species? Once again, hydrogen ion, hydroxide ion, and water. Step 2, write out an equation. Well, that's hydrogen ion plus hydroxide ion yields water. Step 3, calculate moles of acid and base. We could do that for both of these. We're going to get 0.65 molar equals N divided by 0.3 liters. That's our 300 milliliters converted to liters. We're going to get 0.195 moles of H plus ion. For the base, 0.75 molar equals moles divided by 0.24 liters. That's our 240 milliliters. And we're going to get 0.180 moles of hydroxide ion. Now we analyze this. We see that we have 0.015 moles more of hydrogen ion than we do of base. This means this much is unreacted and is a free ion in solution. Now, to get that concentration of hydrogen ion left over in our final solution, we need to work out our formula. Molarity equals moles divided by liters. So that's going to be 0.015 divided by 0.54 liters to get us 0.028 molar in hydrogen ion. Notice the volume in the problem. Since the solutions are being mixed together, the volume at this point is the total of the two initial solutions, or 300 milliliters plus 240 milliliters equals 540 milliliters, or 0.54 liters. The second part of the problem wants to know how much water is created by the reaction. We use our knowledge of stoichiometry to recall that the limiting reagent is what we want to focus on because that governs the reaction. The 0.18 moles of base is the limiting reagent because according to our equation, the acid and base are in a 1-to-1 ratio. We now look at the ratio between the base and the product, which is water. That is also in a 1-to-1 ratio. So we can see that there will be 0.180 moles of water created. We could convert to grams and get 3.24 grams of water. When dealing with acid-base reactions, it is useful to know the following terms and procedures. First, titration. A titration is a process where a volume of known concentration is added to a volume of an unknown concentration. So we know both the volume of the acid and the base, and the concentration of one of them. We can use our formulas to solve for the other. To perform a titration, we generally will use a burette, which is a long, highly measured tube, which gives us very accurate volume readings. You will certainly see them in lab this year. Since most acid and basic solutions are clear, there is a problem in determining when neutralization has occurred. This is remedied by using an indicator. An indicator is a substance that has a peculiar ability to change colors depending on the pH of the solution it is in. The most common one is phenolphthalein, which is used for neutralization reactions. It is clear when it is an acid and light pink when it becomes basic. The equivalence point is when the proper amount of volume of titrant is added to get the desired pH. Note that while we have discussed neutralization for the most part, Many experiments require a pH other than 7, which is neutral. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of introduction to acid-base reactions. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.